No message. Shishi, miss on Thursday, 4th of April, Hill for Shabbos, scheduling non-life-threatening operations on Shabbos.
Good evening, Shalom Avracha. A shaila which we have from time to time is where a person needs to have an operation. And it's not one of these emergency operations. It's an operation that they could have whenever they want. It's nothing which is really pressing, really life-threatening, Rahman al-Islam, but it's an operation that they need to have. And once they go in, then it will be a case of pikuach nefesh, because they'll be under general anesthetic. And so people want to know, can I schedule an operation that will be either on Shabbos or even the particular case I'd like to discuss, is scheduling an operation towards the end of the week. If you schedule an operation towards the end of the week, where you know that by scheduling it then, you'll end up being in a situation of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, and then you'll have to be mechalal Shabbos, is that acceptable or not? Or what about if a person is scheduling this operation, they know they'll feel lousy on Shabbos? Is there a halachic basis that they should avoid scheduling this operation on Shabbos? So Baruch Hashem doesn't come up very often, but it can come up sometimes, and there's some very interesting issues which are involved over here. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yutes Omud Aleph, Tana Rabban, Ein Mafligin Besfina, Pachus Mishleisha Yomim Kedem HaShabbos. You're not allowed to go out in a boat or on a cruise within 3 days of Shabbos. This is only if you're going out of your own volition for your own voluntary matter. Av ledvar mitzvah muta. But if you're going for a dvar mitzvah, then you're allowed to. Now, what is the reason? So firstly, when it says you're not allowed to go in a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, how do you measure those 3 days? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem Ches, Sifkot and Dalet, brings a machlekes between the Mogen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. The Mogen Avraham says that Yom Revi, Wednesday, is included in the Issa, and you'd not be allowed to go in a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Whereas the Vilna Gaon says, no, Wednesday is already okay. It's just Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. The Shabbos is included over here. So there is one machlekes over here, whether Wednesday is included. Now, why is it that the Gemara says you're not allowed to go in a boat on these 3 days before Shabbos? What's the rationale? So there is a machlekes rishonim over here. The Rif and the Rambam say that the reason not to go out in a boat on these last 3 days of the week is because it will disturb your Einik Shabbos for the first few days of your sea journey. It takes time to acclimatize. And that being the case, you'll feel very woozy and you'll feel very, very uncomfortable. And therefore, for those first 3 days to acclimatize yourself, it will take time to acclimatize, and therefore don't go out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, you have to go out earlier, and then you'll be acclimatized by the time it becomes Shabbos. But if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, then they weren't worried about that. So that is the Shitta of the Rif and the Rambam. There are a few other Rishonim who give other reasons, but I'd like to mention just one more, and that is the Baal HaMoir, who's brought by the Ran. And the Baal HaMoir explains that when a person goes on a boat, it could be very, very scary, and it could be very, very dangerous. And it could lead to a case where a person is going to need to do malacha for pikuach nefesh to save their lives. Now we know that you're allowed to do a malacha to save your life on Shabbos. That's fine. But are you allowed to put yourself in a situation where you will need to do a malacha to save your life on Shabbos? That's the issue over here. The Baal HaMoir says that since those last 3 days of the week are called Kamei Shabso, they're already associated with the Shabbos. So it's recognizable you're putting yourself in a situation which could lead to pikuach nefesh, and you'll need to do malacha, and therefore avoid that. Don't put yourself into a situation where you'll come to pikuach nefesh. And they made this gezeira in these last 3 days before Shabbos. So this is the reason that the Baal HaMoir brings. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Mem Ches, Sif Beis and Sif Dalet, discuss and Paskins like both of these reasons. So far we're speaking about going on a boat. What's that got to do with having an operation? So Achrayim apply this discussion to other cases which could lead to a person being Mechalal Shabbos for a case of a life-threatening reason, for pikuach nefesh, such as this non-emergency operation. That goes without saying, if a person needs to have an operation, they're brought in on a stretcher, and they're gasping, and they're, half dead, and they say, Shabbos, right? So we say, forget it, no way, of course, pikuach nefesh. If a person needs to have an operation on Shabbos, then for sure, it's a no-brainer, there's nothing to talk about. Our question over here is a case where he doesn't really need to have this operation now, he could just as easily have it in a few days' time. Instead of scheduling it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he could schedule it for the following Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So is he mechuyev to do such a thing? So, Achreinim bring, and it's brought in Shmiras Shabbos Kilchosa, Perik Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Gimel, that if a person needs to have such an operation, and it will lead to them needing to be Mechalal Shabbos, then Taka, they shouldn't schedule this operation for Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. If there's a way they could schedule it for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and all the more so Shabbos, if there's a way they can schedule it for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then that's what they should do. And even if it won't lead to any malacha being done, it won't lead to a situation of pikuach nefesh, which would require malacha, if they'll just feel groggy, if they'll just feel bad, and it would mean that they enter into Shabbos not in their optimum feeling, then they shouldn't have the operation on Sunday, they shouldn't have the operation on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Unbelievable. Now, I don't really know anybody who does this. And the reason is brought in footnote Tzadi Vav and Tzadi Zayin there, in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, and he says that there are two exceptions to this. Even though we've just said you shouldn't schedule one of these non-emergency operations in the 3 days preceding Shabbos, the two exceptions are, number one, if a person is soivel yesurim, he's in pain. Right, it hurts him, he's in pain, it distresses him, so then a person is allowed to have the operation in those 3 days prior to Shabbos. Right, they don't need to start worrying about it. If there's any pain that they're in, they don't have to say, oh, I'll wait till Sunday, I can bear it, I can take the pain. No, then you don't need to. That's the first exception. And the second exception, which is very, very prevalent, is you just can't get an operation then, right? If you say, well, actually, I would like the operation, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they'll say to you, I'm sorry, sir, this is when the surgeon can do it. And that's when he's able to do it. So then this is another exception. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if he has one of these two things, either the Yisurim, or it's difficult for him to get a place to get an appointment for the beginning of the week, then Hariz and Nechshav Kedvar Mitzvah. This is considered already like a Kedvar Mitzvah, because at the end of the day, an operation is a Tzorech Choshev, it's something which is a necessity, it's something which is very, very important, even if it could be put off, but it's an important thing to do. And so if he's in pain, or it's difficult for him to get an appointment at the beginning of the week, then those are sufficient grounds for him to have, him or her, to have the operation at the end of the week. Hashem should help us that in the zechus of learning these halachas, nobody should need any operations. And ach toiv v'chesed yudufuni koi mechayayv, as Hashem should be healthy and well, and have a wonderful Einik Shabbos.